Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. What do you got for us today?
All right. I was just curious your guys' opinion on the LeVar Ball hat last night. I told you so while sitting next to his son, who, by the way, fell to the third pick. I think it's a good fit for him, but it's just kind of funny to see the dad wearing that ridiculous hat.
You think he's going to be very good?
I don't know. I do not.
I don't either.
I don't either. Yeah.
Just why can't any of the balls shoot the damn basketball? How come none of them know how to shoot a basketball?
Awkward jumpers, man. Teach your kids to shoot better jumpers.
Yeah, jeez. But I'll tell you what, the old man's toned it down. He toned it down on this one.
All right, did you guys see what the Dolphins defense did to Justin Herbert yesterday?
No.
I did.
Looked like he shaved his own head when he took the podium for his press conference there. He gave himself his own haircut, and it didn't go over so well. There were a lot of jokes on social media yesterday.
All those beautiful locks are gone, Joe. He's got the army haircut.
He gave himself a really rough-looking buzz cut.
Right.
Well, he's hoping to change the luck of the team around.
I just think he's going nuts because the Dolphins' defense stuck in his head.
Right. Oh, you think he's still worried about where's that strong safety coming from and the slot? And
I think he wakes up in the middle of the night and he goes, zero blitz!
He looked, he goes, Coach, you never told me these guys are going to be dancing around. How the hell am I supposed to figure out where they're blitzing from?
I just want you to go up behind him while he's walking and just scream zero blitz and see what he does.
Yeah, that's a hell of a story that the stinking blitz thing has become. I mean, the blitz has been around, like I always say. Blitz has been around before I was born. And it's incredible that it confused people, but it does.
Right.
All right, guys, to baseball we go. Robinson Cano, second time here getting busted for PEDs. This time he will miss the entire upcoming season. And, guys, he's going to forfeit his $24 million salary due to his season-long ban.
So late in life, we've seen this show before, and we thought it was gone. Going back to Bauko and everything else with all the guys, and we got another guy. We got another guy right in the middle of it that can't play without that stuff for his power numbers. So everything he's done to me, hell, he's almost 3,000 hits in his career. And it means, like, you're going to have to wait to get in the Hall of Fame, man. That's what it means to me.
You're going to have to wait to pick up that $24 million, too.
By the way, that's just a side story. It's something else we got coming up. So, did you see three of the leaders to get in the Hall of Fame are this year for the next class?
Yep.
The dirty guys.
Are they getting in?
They can't not have it. Like, oh, this year we didn't have anybody. All our best players were dirty their whole career.
Yeah.
All right, we keep it in New York here. And we had a little bit of an incident with the Giants between Mark Colombo, who's coaching the offensive line, and Joe Judge, who is the head coach. Now, a story came out from Fox Sports, Jason McIntyre said, I'm told New York Giants coach Joe Judge and Mark Colombo got into a fist fight this morning. Punches were thrown. He said, I was told that Colombo got the better of him and Judge fired him instantly.
What do you think if that did happen? Two things. First of all, Colombo, even losing weight, is a much bigger man than his head coach.
Right.
And if you're dumb enough as an assistant coach at any position or coordinator to punch the head coach, you're gone. You're gone. Bad look for the team. Bad look for, yeah.
Well, they've denied the story. So they said that there was an argument over a player that was brought in on the offensive line. But they're denying the story that Colombo beat the crap out of him, basically.
Let's just be honest. If he really was in a fight with him, if he wanted to get around him, it would have been easy. The guy's a turnstile. I would have just ran circles around the guy. When he was here, he gave him like 800 sacks.
Yeah. Well, listen, he's trying to work with the footwork now and
right.
All that. But
if you beat up your head coach in practice, you're out, right? You're getting fired. You're not sticking around.
Honestly, I've never heard of an assistant touching a head coach.
Right.
I've never heard of players hitting a head coach. And there's been a lot of players that don't like their head coach, but right.
It's such a stupid story.
All right, we keep it with fighting here for this next story here. And Dana White and Bob Arum, you know, Bob Arum, the boxing promoter for Top Rank.
No,
these guys have been getting after it for years here. So Bob Arum, this is actually interesting. He had the Terrence Crawford fight on ESPN on Saturday night, right? And Terrence Crawford is known as one of the best, if not the best fighter in the world. Now, Crawford, his last handful of fights, they're putting him up against stiffs. This one he was a huge favorite in, and he won in a fourth-round knockout. And Arum came out and said that he's been losing money on the cards that he's promoting with Crawford. He said, I could build a house in Beverly Hills on the money I lost on him in the last three fights.
Oh, boy.
So he's got... He's dogging his top guy. So Dana White was actually asked about this the other night after the finale of the Contender Series 36. This was from the post-fight news conference.
Yeah, I didn't see how that whole thing played out, but I heard Bob Arum a little crying about it. F*** him. I had to throw that in there. I f***ing hate that guy. Anyway.
Did you see his fight, not to bitch on Bob Arum, but he said that, I've lost so much money on Terrence Crawford, I could build a house in Beverly Hills or something.
Like, you imagine if I said that? Are you kidding me? You guys would murder me if I said that. I'd never hear the end of that. That's what you do. That's not his problem. That's your problem. His problem isn't to figure out how you make money. You signed a deal with this kid. Your job is to promote him. Your job is, you made a deal. All these kids that I sign, you know, and if you look right now at all the kids that we sign and how many people we have on the roster, our roster is very inflated right now. We have a very, very big roster, the biggest roster we've ever had in the history of the company. I have to pay all these kids. How I pay them is not their f***ing problem. It's my f***ing problem. And this guy wants to go, imagine me saying, oh, I got to pay Conor McGregor this much money. I could have built a house in Beverly Hills. Shut the f*** up, you scumbag. Pay your fighter what you owe him. That's your job. Bob Arum is a piece of good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. That's the best ending ever.
I can't do the last 2 hours. That's unbelievable.
I mean, can you? Yesterday, I think it was kind of like at the same time when I saw it, like 30 minutes before when Hollywood saw it, we sent it to each other because I could not believe what I was listening to in the car yesterday. I mean, he just literally went up. It wasn't like, it was just kind of brought up on a side note, and he just let Bob Arum have it. Oh,
Zach,
my God.
Zach, they know. They know when they mention Bob Arum.
Of course.
That he's going to go off on it, and you're going to get that.
But
you're
yesterday
get
was so
that,
good.
That entertainment.
That's the most work I've done in a while is bleeping that thing.
I know.
All right, I got a few more to get through here, though, guys. LeBron James is jumping into the alcohol business now. Did you guys see the new tequila company? Lobos 1707.
Tequila's hot, man.
Yeah, apparently.
Tequila is a – I never remember being a young man in tequila. I'm not saying I didn't have tequila shots, but not like today. And by the way, tequilas are a lot better, a lot smoother than they used to be. All this stuff, but yeah.
Well, everyone's involved. MJ has one. The Rock has one.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of tequila companies out there right now. By the way, this one, this Lobos Tequila, will set you back between $45 and $150, depending on which bottle you select.
Right. About the price these days, right?
Wow.
$150, I think, might be for the Mezcal Artisanal. Right.
You guys drink? Are you guys...
No, I don't drink, Joe.
I'm not a tequila guy.
You don't like tequila?
No, vodka and rum for me.
All right.
I'll have a shot of tequila if the occasion calls for it.
Oh, I mean, I've got a shot of it, but I don't have a bottle of it.
Speaking of that, this takes us to our next story here. Rashad Jones, former Dolphins Pro Bowl safety, was arrested in Davie on Wednesday after cops say he was illegally carrying a loaded firearm.
Yeah, keep going. At 4 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, it was right, 4 a.m. Right. Cops say that Jones reeked of booze, and there might have also been another influence of an unknown substance.
I don't even know.
That's
on 441 in Griffin Road at 4 right. in the morning.
What are you doing, man? What are you doing?
I was giving it, trying to give it the benefit of the doubt that he was hanging out at the Hard Rock, which is just down the street. I don't know what. That's a weird one.
Not a good look for Rashad.
No. I hope he's okay, man.
Me too. Not a good look, though.
Gave us everything and never got picked back up, so.
All right, and then one more here for you, Joe. This involves your two favorite things, OnlyFans and tennis. Bernard Tomic. Do you know the name, Joe?
I do.
Of course he does.
Yeah, I know.
I like tennis. Why do you got to make fun?
Former world number 17. He say he actually plays. He's not a complete stiff, but he's
no, he's a wacko. But go ahead.
Well, he's got a new. Yeah, I read a little bit about this guy. He does seem interesting, Joe. He's now ranked 224 because I think he quit some matches or something. He's got that kind of issue going on. But anyway, he's got a new girlfriend. Her name is Vanessa Sierra, who is famous for her OnlyFans account.
Oh.
And Tomic said it was actually his idea. He is taking part in some of the videos.
Yeah. Oh. You know, he did.
I know you know about this story, don't you?
So I just know that when he was down here playing in a tournament, and he was a pretty good player. I mean, he had a chance to be a really good player, but he's a whack job. He's out of his mind. One day he stops the match, and he says, get that guy out of here. I want him out of here. It was his dad. He goes, get him out. I'm not playing to get him out of here. I want him out.
Wow.
People are looking, going, it's your dad. Are you sure? He goes, get him out. Kicked his old man out of a freaking tennis match. I know. That's got some serious issues.
So the girl said that it was his idea. She didn't have to convince him to jump in and join the OnlyFans account. And it also says that he's down quarantining in Miami because he has COVID.
Oh.
That's great. Well, listen, he fit right in.
Currently
down
in
here,
Miami, right? And isolated.
Right. Oof.
You're a weird dude, man.
Yeah, doesn't sound like a
There's something about that. I think he is from Australia? Is that what you said? He's from Australia?
Yeah, he is. And by the way, I'm going to do an OnlyFans story every day until I get you on that site.
Why do you think I'm in some hurry to watch? Why do you think that?
Well, I think maybe if there's a tennis player involved in it, you'd want to watch.
Well, I thought you
really?
Wanted to have
you think
account.
I may get off on that? Oh, great. That'd be fun.
I think you should just do an OnlyFans account and have people subscribe to you.
If Federer did a video, you'd be in there, Joe.
You just can't stop. You just can't help yourself. I just want Fed to get back playing, man, before he turns 40. Got to get him back out playing.
Check his OnlyFans account. Maybe he's playing.
Yeah, he's on there. He talks tennis once a day.
Oh man. My God. Pay to listen to a guy talk or do something. Right. It's Losersville, man. You're a loser if you're doing it. You're all right. I'm sorry. I got a lot of money. I can do whatever I want. You're still a loser for doing that with your money. All right, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up. A lot more stuff to get to here. Woody, you're a little bit of a
say it.
I'm a massive loser. I don't care, and I'm defending that community, by the way. I'm going to stand with them on this.
You should.
Someone's got to.
Right. Not me.
You got me just thinking about some stuff. All right, hey, listen.
As two other guys on this show who would be members of that community if they weren't married, all right?
No, it's free. Why would I have to pay for it? Listen, and the internet.
If for some reason I'm ever single again and I have to go out, I'm not going on any website to look for a date. I'm going out. I want to see it in person. I want to buy it a drink, and I want to see if I want to hang out with her. That's what I want to do.
Just don't call it it. That would be your first problem.
All right.
Buy it a drink. Yeah,
don't you guys worry. I'm going to be fine.
I'm sure.
I told you the women are getting older and they're single and a lot less games, man. So, what do you want to do? Oh, really? Okay.
That's how easy it is, huh? Oh,
wow. Gosh. Didn't used to be like this. Yeah. All right. Hey, listen, I want to tell you about Transworld. Andy Cagnetta and the man over there wants to let you know that if you're ready to sell your company, he's ready too. Transworld Business Advisors is the largest business brokerage in the world. They happen to be right here in South Florida. For people that know Andy Cagnetta, you know how good a guy he is and how hard he's going to work to get you a lot of money for your company. By the way, it doesn't matter what size you're going, my company's not that big, but I do want to sell. Well, listen, let him do it. Something too big, too small, 50,000 to 50 million, call Transworld. Let Andy and his team work on it for you. Listen, they've got 600 brokers and 200 offices around the world to create competition for your business. So right now, it's crazy times, 2020. Maybe you've been thinking about, I'm worried about the future. I just want to sell this thing. I've done it my whole life. I'm ready to sell it, do something else, or just retire. Whatever I make, that's what I'm going to retire on. Well, let him in on the game plan. Let him tell you what he can do for you, how quickly. You know, in a lot of cases, Andy told me they actually have people that are looking for companies like yours, just waiting. Hey, call me when something comes in. So it's a great time to call Andy and his team at Transworld. They are the largest business brokerage in the world. They got 40-plus years of experience. They didn't just start this thing. They know a thing or two about selling businesses just like yours. So what are you waiting for? Call Transworld at 954 or 305-504-8100. That's 504-8100 or visit tworld.com. That's tworld.com to get the process started. I know you're going to love it. Once you go in there, meet with them, see how they work, see how professional they are, see the contacts they have, you're going to fall in love at Transworld.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.